United in the hunt for Wales. You are now in the Wales neighbourhood, which, along with La Fontana neighbourhood, was the original nucleus of the town, and around which the town gradually grew. This is the area where the first inhabitants of Yastres settled, residents from Euthes who moved nearer to the coast to flee from hunger and poverty and tried their luck at fishing, later settling on these cliffs for good. In this neighbourhood, we can still see a number of typical fishermen's houses. These are three-story dwellings with large wooden balconies. The cellar was located on the ground floor and was often equipped with salting wells and small living quarters for breeding domestic animals such as pigs. The kitchen and communal parts of the house were located on the first floor, whereas the bedrooms were located on the second floor. The Whalers' neighbourhood is named after the importance that whaling had during the 16th and 17th centuries. At that time, fish were also very abundant, so these were years of great splendour for the residents of Yastres. Hunting took place between the months of October and November, when these animals swam near the coast. Their arrival was much awaited by the watchmen at locations chosen by the locals for their visibility and located on higher ground. La Misiera Point, or Cabo Point, where the lighthouse is currently located, were areas chosen as vantage points for this purpose. When the watchmen spotted a whale, they lit a bonfire, which they made with green wood to generate a lot of smoke. This signal was seen from the field of San Roque, where the church bell was rung to warn all the fishermen. The other churches in the town, such as the chapel of Buen Suceso and San Pedro, also joined in ringing their bells, so all the fishermen could be notified and quickly take to their boats. They rowed out on small vessels like trawlers. The first boat to get there and make a strike with its harpoon was given the best part of the whale, while the remaining boats helped kill the animal. The strength of the oarsmen was therefore very important, as were the skill and marksmanship of the harpooner. Once the whale was killed, it was dragged to Escano Beach, where it was cut up. The pieces were transported with the help of all the locals from the town to the whale house, where the fat was converted into sayin, the oil that was used to light all the houses and churches in the town. The pieces were carried up a steep, narrow pathway on the cliff. In the 17th century, steps were built to help with the transportation, later known as the Mercedes factory steps because of the fish processing factory at the top, a site that was previously occupied by the whale house. As well as for fat, the whales were used for absolutely everything. Their bones were used for various things. Vertebrae were used to make chairs and stools. Ribs were used to strengthen buildings, and other bones served as toys for children. Whiskers had various uses too, notably in the manufacture of corsets and bras.